This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. What would give you indescribable joy? What would give you the most happiness or pleasure? Think about it for a moment. What would give me the most joy is when I see Jesus face to face. I may get my hope realized sooner than many people think. You have heard it before and probably brushed it off, dismissing it, but the return of Jesus Christ to take his believers home to heaven is imminent, meaning it could happen at any time. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is www.visionforchristworld.com, and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. I am going to begin today with a quote from 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he gave us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, that is, into an inheritance imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. It is reserved in heaven for you who by God's power are protected through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. This brings you great joy, although you may have to suffer for a short time in various trials. Such trials show the proven character of your faith, which is much more valuable than gold. Gold that is tested by fire, even though it is passing away, and will bring praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. You have not seen him, but you love him. You have not seen him now, but you believe in him, and so you rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, because you are attaining the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Therefore, get your minds ready for action by being fully sober, and set your hope completely on the grace that will be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Like obedient children, do not comply with the evil urges you used to follow in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, become holy yourselves in all of your conduct, for it is written, "You shall be holy because I am holy." You know that from your empty way of life inherited from your ancestors, you were ransomed, not by perishable things like silver or gold, but by the precious blood, like that of an unblemished and spotless lamb, namely Christ. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was presented in these last times for your sake. Through him you now trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. You have purified your souls by obeying the truth in order to show sincere mutual love. So love one another earnestly from a pure heart. You have been born anew, not from perishable, but from imperishable seed, through the living and enduring Word of God. Well, that was portions of 1 Peter chapter 1. Here are some other Bible portions relating to the return of Christ to the earth. Again, the part that gives me the maximum joy I could experience. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, selected portions. For we know that if our earthly house, the tent we live in, is dismantled, we have a building from God, a house not built by human hands, that is eternal in the heavens. For in this earthly house we groan, because we desire to put on our heavenly dwelling. Now the one who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as a down payment. Therefore, we are always full of courage, and we know that as long as we are alive here on earth, we are absent from the Lord, for we live by faith, not by sight. Thus we are full of courage and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So then, whether we are alive or away, we make it our ambition to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be paid back according to what he has done while in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, because we know the fear of the Lord, we try to persuade people. But we are well known to God, and I hope we are well known to your consciences too. Well, friends, that is what we do at Vision for Christ World. Out of fear and reverence for Jesus Christ, we try to persuade people to exercise faith in Christ. And in that Bible portion I just read, the judgment seat of Christ is a time of judgment for our good works that Christians have done after becoming a saved, born-again Christian. It is not a judgment of salvation, since it takes place in heaven, and only Christians are in heaven. Non-believers will be judged separately in a place called the Great White Throne Judgment. Read more about that in Revelation 20, 11-15. Another favorite Bible portion about the return of Christ, and hence maximum joy for me, is this one from 1 Thessalonians 4, 14-18. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, so also we believe that God will bring with him those who have died as Christians. For we tell you this by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not go ahead of those who have already died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be suddenly caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Now these are verses about Jesus coming back, and they do make me filled with joy. Let me ask you, is there a difference between joy and happiness? My answer? There is no explicit difference between happiness and joy. Both involve the emotions, both are pleasurable feelings, and both are mentioned in Scripture in passages that equate the two. A dictionary definition of happiness is a state of well-being, a pleasurable or satisfying experience. A definition of the word rejoice, related to the word joy, is to feel great delight, to be glad. Depending on the translation, the Bible uses the words happy and happiness about 30 times, while joy and rejoice appear over 300 times. Jeremiah 31:13 says, I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. Here, in the parallelism of Hebrew poetry, the words gladness and joy are used synonymously. And Proverbs 23:25 says, let your father and your mother be glad, and let her rejoice who gave birth to you. Being glad is the same thing as rejoicing in this verse. Unless we are willing to say that gladness and happiness are completely different things, then we must say that joy and happiness are linked. It is common today to hear believers speak of a difference between joy and happiness. The teaching usually makes the following points. Happiness is a feeling, but joy is not. Happiness is temporary, but joy is everlasting. Happiness depends on circumstances or other people, but joy is a gift from God. Happiness is worldly, but joy is divine. But actually, there is no such distinction made in Scripture. Enforcing a distinction between the two words that are so obviously close in meaning is unnecessary. If a person is joyful, then he or she is happy. There's no such thing as a glum joy. We cannot drain joy of emotion and still call it joy. When God's Spirit gives us joy, then we are happy people. Christians should be joyful. Happiness should characterize our everyday lives. James 1, verse 2 says, consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials. Christians can be happy even in the midst of difficulties, because we know the testing of our faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. As we persevere through trials, with God's help, our faith strengthens and matures. By God's grace, we can be happy despite our circumstances. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "We are not looking at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen, for what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal." Joy is often presented as true contentment based on faith. Happiness, in contrast, is often thought of as false or superficial emotion dependent on circumstances. But this is a false dichotomy. There is nothing in the Bible that suggests we divorce joy from happiness. The two are equal. Of course, there are different types of joy and happiness. There is a joy that comes from the world, such as the fleeting pleasures of sin spoken of in Hebrews 11:25. There is a joy that is part of the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. There is a temporary happiness and an eternal happiness, but we can call both happiness. We don't need to split hairs between the meaning of joy and happiness. We just need to decide where our joy comes from. Are we happy in the Lord, or are we content with the happiness the world affords? Solomon tried the world's brand of happiness and found it to be lacking. Quoting now, "I said to myself, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good." But that also proved to be meaningless. "Laughter," I said, "is madness. And what does pleasure accomplish?" That's Ecclesiastes 2. The joy of the world is hollow, but the joy of the Lord is rich and abundant. The world's happiness will fade with time, but God's people will be happy forever. Those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. That's Isaiah 35:10. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from 1 Peter 1:8-9. "You have not seen him," meaning Jesus, "but you love him. You do not see him now, but you believe in him. And so you rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, because you are attaining the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls."